Hi, Ruthie. This is Jorge Pupo, and I have Michelle Aragon here on three-way Skype call. Michelle Aragon is the founder, director of Art Scene Today, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about art, emerging artists, and Michelle's wonderful website here. Michelle is a native New Yorker. She studied dramatic arts at Syracuse University and advertising at the School of Visual Arts, which led to a wonderful career in advertising on the creative side. That's where I've known her since the late 80s, mid-80s, where she was vice president and chief creative officer of Coney Advertising. And I used to work in McDonald's commercials and all kinds of wonderful, wonderful stuff. How are you, Michelle?
I'm fine today. Thank you for having me.
Well, Ruthie Dattucci was kind enough to ask me to bring you on, and I would like you to meet her and exchange ideas and see how syndicated news can somehow link together these creative forces. Michelle, tell us about Art Scene Today. I've read some of your mission statement here, and it's really wonderful what you're trying to do. Tell us how it all started, what sparked the idea, and how it's been developing.
Okay, well, as you mentioned, I've been in advertising most of my career, practically most of my life, and then have been involved in the arts. I studied acting, and I had thought at one point that I would be an actress, but life kind of got in the way and kind of took a turn into advertising, but that kind of brought all the things that I enjoyed in the artistic world, and eventually started painting through someone I was involved with at the time, who was an artist from Cuba. And one of the things that I noticed in my career was how difficult it was to really get into places, to get into galleries, to get people to see you, to get people to have exposure to the work. And even with things like competitions, I would send in and it would be like a black hole that my entries would get into. I wouldn't get any feedback. I wouldn't hear anything until they made a decision and possibly got a letter or an email stating that I had or hadn't made it in to the finals or had won. And I thought, you know, I think there's a gap here. There's a need for something that's a little bit more hands-on and a little bit more informative and a little bit more helpful to people who are either emerging artists and starting out or mid-career, but, you know, haven't quite made it, you know, to the next level. Mm-hmm. And so I thought of the idea, and I was working with somebody at the time who then, you know, didn't continue with me. She was also an emerging artist later in life. And so we thought it's not just young people coming out of school, but people at any point in their life, at any type of career point that they might be in. And so I thought that this was something that was needed. And that's where Art Scene Today came up, and it developed as an online site, an online gallery, but also a source for resources, information, listings to different opportunities that artists may have. And then, you know, one of the bigger parts of the site are our online competitions. That's what's really fun.
The art there is incredible. I was talking to Ruthie before. We're going through some of your winners here. We're looking at Julie Robitaille and David Hayes and Christina Kirkliet Gotthard. I mean, wonderful, wonderful art and artists, and the finalists are fantastic. Ruthie, yes. you and I were talking before about how well designed and how complete she has these winners and all the detail in the work that goes in and the artists.
I love that they're cubed so that you can click the art piece, whether it be a painting or a sculpture, and click it, and then it comes forward. It gives you the name of the piece and obviously the name of the artist. What I was looking for, which I love, is going through a website, an art website like this one. This one is very, very refined. And finding the prices, because some people who listen to syndicated news actually listened to the interview of the last time we did a virtual walkthrough, and they bought pieces. And there are certain things that are very artistic, like not putting a phone number anywhere, but they're not practical for sale. And I want to encourage people to buy, to promote, and to support Latin artists. And you have artists from all over the world, it seems, yeah?
Yes. from the start, I started in 2009, we now reach 136 different countries.
Excellent.
That's great.
Site. And we have had winners from around the world. Currently, the first place winner that you mentioned is from the United States, but the second and third place winners are from Australia. Mm-hmm. And we've had winners or finalists from Hong Kong, from Amsterdam, from Japan, all around the world, Israel. And that's what's been exciting for me. And that's the beauty of the internet, that there are no limitations. It's just amazing. And then I do get feedback sometimes from artists who, you know, let me know where they heard about Art Scene Today. And it could be from just a search on the internet to their teachers, art teachers who encourage people to enter competitions and have that experience and deal with that. And that's something, you know, going back to what I was talking about before, that I do a little bit different from most sites. I will give feedback. In other words, if somebody enters a competition and it's probably the first time that they've entered and they're not really sure about how their artwork should look, they're really serious about entering competitions, there are guidelines that in the most professional possible way.
Mm-hmm.
So I will allow them to resubmit the work in a more professional manner. So they've, you know, gone and taken the photographs either themselves or they get somebody professionally to do it. And then one of the other areas is that if there's questions about whether something is applicable because they're not too sure, I will answer. And I will make sure that I help them in a way that will give them a better opportunity. But I also let them know that I don't make the selection. I have a different juror each time. They're either professional artists or curators or gallery owners,
mm-hmm.
in museums. So there's or art collectors. I've also had art collectors. Because as you mentioned, Ruthie, one of the things that I want to do is help artists sell their artwork. Because in the end, people need to make a living. And people who choose to make a living by this should have every opportunity available to them.
Absolutely.
So right now, I do have information like that for the winners and sometimes the finalists, but we will be putting up separate pages for e-commerce so that people who view the art can purchase it directly off the site.
Voila! That's exactly what I'm looking for. Now, these paintings here and these pieces here, some of them are sculptures, some of them are ceramic pieces. Do these that are here presented on this page, do you have prices for these pieces?
If you click on the winners, each of the winners, part of what the prize is, in essence, because there's no cash prize, is that they each get their own profile page. And what I do is allow space for their artist statement, their bio. I do a written Q&A where I ask them the same questions and they provide answers that give us some insight into who they are as an artist,
mm-hmm.
what motivates them, what inspires them, what their challenges are, how they chose their medium, how they view themselves in the art scene today, and what artist has influenced them the most throughout their artistic career.
Mm-hmm.
And I give details of that particular winning entry. So in the profile page, you will see information like the medium, the size, and the price of the piece. And generally contact information as well, so that you can contact the artist directly or go to their website and see more of their work.
I see.
That was excellent. I went in and I found a price for a fistful from Johnny Pistol and a price for the wedding dress red.
Mm-hmm.
In chenille, yep. Stick sculpture.
Yes, that's an amazing piece. Made out of, if you remember those little twisty things that we used to use as children to
absolutely
to make little creatures and stuff. Well, that sculpture is entirely made of these red chenille sticks, which
wow.
you know were hundreds of sticks that were used. And I just love that piece, and I was so happy that the juror selected it because I just thought it was an amazing piece.
Some of the pieces that were not winners but were entrants, and they're just like the fish on wheels.
Oh, yeah. The fourth
one. Yes, that's a very striking piece.
What is the price on that?
That, I guess if they're not on, then it hasn't been finished since that was the most recent competition.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the information still hasn't gotten onto the site, mm-hmm. but it eventually will.
What is the most expensive piece in your gallery?
Well, I've had something that was $32,000, and I think it might have been the artist whose work you just mentioned. Right here on this gallery, the wedding dress is $7,000.
Yes, I saw that. And the one on the left that everybody, I'm sure, is in love with the torso, that is not for sale. Why is it there if it's not for sale? It's such a tease.
Well,
it
won first place, and it's not part of the criteria to be available for sale.
Uh-huh.
So though most of them are, on occasion they won't be. And that particular one is probably part of the artist's collection. She's definitely an emerging artist. In fact, this was the very first competition she's ever entered. And this is what is exciting, because we had some communication back and forth when I needed to get the information from her, and I was asking her some questions. And I remember thinking that I hope it wasn't a self-portrait, because it's obviously someone getting chemotherapy, and she gave that explanation. And then she did share with me that she had gone through chemotherapy.
Mm.
And this was the third treatment, and it's different phases that you go through in the chemotherapy. And it was, you know, her way of expressing, you know, what someone goes through. And it was very personal, and I think that even though she's hasn't been an artist for very long, I think because it was such a personal statement, it was just so powerful that everybody who had seen it felt that. And so sometimes even a young artist or someone who hasn't been painting very long is able to capture something that is so meaningful to them, and it becomes so powerful to the viewers who see it.
Well, I'm going down the list here. I'm looking at a sculpture done by Ruben Acosta. He came in, he got first place winner. The lavender issue.
Yes, that was our LGBT issue. And we wanted to explore what is going on in LGBT art. And this is kind of an interesting dilemma when it comes to things that are of a particular group, whether it's LGBT or Latino or Black or women. The question that came up there for the juror was, well, am I looking for something that's quote unquote, you know, typically gay or lesbian, or am I just looking for good art that happens to be done by a gay or lesbian person? And so it was an interesting dilemma. And where I netted out was, I'm not into boxing people in, so that I felt that artwork for this particular competition didn't need to have rainbows or lavender in it in order to qualify. It should be that this was work done by people of that particular group, but that it should explore everything that they're exploring in their work today.
There's a wonderful section here as a competition, very sexy, and you know I love sexy things. It's called the Erogenous Zones Competition, and I'm not going to tell you how they portray the Erogenous Zones, because I want you to go see it. It's at artscenetoday.com, and you can find it under juried competition, and one of those competitions will be the Erogenous Zones featured artists.
You'll see artists like Peter Chamberlain from Honolulu, Herbert Holtzman from Bavaria, Germany, Dirk Hooper from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and a whole array of wonderful erotic art.
But I can't be moved. I can't go forward. I'm stuck on Erogenous Zone. And the artist says, I take portraits of people.
Oh, she's talking about Herbert Holtzman, bronze, 69.
It's It's part of his series where in biology, it's where an animal sheds their skin.
Yeah.
And so he has people, like in this case, this woman was rolling around in this powder that kind of gave her a bronze look. And what he feels is that when people do things like this, they shed the skin of protection that we have mm-hmm. as human beings. And just kind of eliminates that and makes us just be kind of raw.
Sorry, folks. So, the price has gone up to $4.75 as we spoke. The market changed.
Hurry. First place winner is kind of humorous because when you look at it, you envision all different types of body parts other than what it actually is.
The throat.
No, well, that's what you think it is, but when you read it, you'll see what it actually is. So again,
Is it a fruit or a flower?
Mm. No, it's actually a body part of his that he manipulated in Photoshop, but I absolutely invite the audience to go in and see for themselves and see what they think it is.
Yeah.
Well, it could be, but the point is that what he accomplished in the manipulation is very erogenous.
Okay, I give up. Tell me. No, don't tell me. Let the
Find
body
out
come in. It's... What's the price of this lovely piece?
Yes, and that's the beauty of art, too, that people interpret it from their own perspective and their own experiences in life and what they're feeling in the moment. You can look at something one day and then you can look at it another day and depending on the mood that you're in and what you just experienced, see something completely different with art. I'm an artist as well, and so I have my own art hanging and I won't look at a piece for a long time and then for some reason I'll look at it and I'll just see something completely different. And I painted it. And so that I think is the beauty of art that never really gets old and you never really get tired of it because you can see different things all the time.
There is artwork here that I'm not even going to mention because it's so commercial and so cute. It's amazing. I already know where I'm giving one. I see one that I would want. Let's see if I can afford it. I don't know. Some pieces here are just so cute. Adorable.
When is your next juried competition, Michelle?
It's going on right now, and the deadline is...
And how should people get to know more about these juried competitions, and how and where should they submit their pieces?
September 19th, that's a Monday.
Okay.
It's people the weekend to get their stuff together and then submit by Monday. They should go to artscenetoday.com, and they click on Call for Entry at the top tab.
Mm-hmm.
The theme for this, and they should read all the information. And if I could take just a few seconds to let people know as artists that one of the reasons why artwork gets disqualified is simply because people don't follow the instructions. And so that alone probably gets rid of, you know, maybe 50%.
Really?
That gets submitted. Yes, because they don't meet
her criteria.
Right, and that's the very first one that, you know, it has to be labeled a certain way. The JPEG that you submit has to be no larger than a certain size. You know, things like that that people don't think are important. But when you're getting hundreds and hundreds of submissions, if you have to stop and revise everyone, it just gets to be too much. And so people, and not just on my site, but in other competitions, they're very clear. If you don't follow the directions,
mm-hmm.
you'll qualify. And so that's a very important point.
So the deadline is Monday, September 19th.
Yes, and the theme is evolution of revolution. And what I mean by that is looking for art as a medium for change. So whether it's change of thinking, change in action. Art has been used as a medium of change. So we invite artists to show us how this has evolved in today's society to deal with issues like social injustice, education, the economic crisis, war and peace. mm-hmm. the environment, or just basic human connections.
Perfect. And this is open to all artists 18 and over from around the world with original works in any medium that addresses the theme.
Correct.
Perfect. So go to Art Scene Today and click on Call for Entries and follow the directions to the letter so you can be admitted into their juried competition coming up on September 19th.
And one of the other things, if I can interject, one of the other differences in the way we handle the competitions is that on our homepage, we have a slideshow of all the entries. So that even if people don't get selected as a winner or a finalist, there is a time frame where their artwork will be shown on our homepage in the slideshow. So there is exposure there. And then in terms of what people get when they are selected as winners or finalists, they will have, they'll be part of the online exhibition. They will have their own ongoing profile page. As long as the site is up, their page will be there. So people can direct prospective clients or people who want to see a little bit more if they don't have their own website. Some of the artists don't have websites. And then I also do a printed catalog of the winners and the finalists with the information that's included on the winners' profile pages and then contact information and pricing for the finalists. And so that's something that can be ordered on the site as well. And that's a terrific thing for artists to show potential buyers, or you know, if they do other things, that they have something to show that they've been part of an exhibition and that they were selected as a winner or a finalist. And I've gotten very good feedback, and that's the thing that makes it wonderful for me, is that the feedback that I get is that, you know, sometimes it's the first time they've entered and they've been selected, or it's been a catalyst for them for other things. Because it gets put on their resume, and it's something visual that they can show to people. So it's been really wonderful, the feedback that I get from artists.
I'm looking at Esther Torres. Her work is, some of it is cityscapes, some of it basically street scenes, and what we know we grew up with, what we call the brownstones of New York City.
Mm.
With the few modifications, you know, because you can't change them all completely. And the 9/11 area, the Ground Zero area. So
right, that was winning entry. Right, that was her winning entry. It was the third place in the cityscape, and it was the Wall Street Ground Zero. And it's a photo that's off kilter, so the buildings are slightly slanted, and then there's the light that were shown at that, I don't know if it was last year.
Every year on September 10th. That's my view. That's my view from my window. And they put those two huge lights for a couple of days.
And it's a little reminiscent of, you know, in the Batman film when they call Batman, shine the light in the sky. So it has that kind of haunting quality, and it almost looks like the bat wings up in the sky. But it's a beautiful, beautiful, but, you know, somewhat haunting. And she has several images that were included on the site of other city scenes. She's from New York City, Latina, born in New York City. Larger scale pieces that are more professional. Artists, of course, you know, will bring in a higher fee, but there is a wide range. And there's art for everyone, because while it's all contemporary art, there's figurative work, there's photography, there's sculpture. It's all very accessible. And even if you don't buy, which I hope people do buy, even just to look at. I know I get from my email list, because I do send out email blasts and I send out press releases and I have links to Facebook and I Twitter. I get feedback from people who are not artists, just art lovers, and they say, oh, I so look forward to your email when you announce the winners, because it's always so new and different and so exciting for everybody.
Do you announce the winners online, live? Is there a process? I mean, is there a show, or how do you announce the winners?
Well, an email goes out to all the people on my email list, and then on the homepage, the winners are announced right there. If you go to the homepage, you'll see that there's a block on the right-hand side that says announcing the winners mm-hmm. of this competition, Coloring Outside the Lines. It names the first, second, and third place winners with a link to the juried exhibition. And then below that is the winner's showcase. And so for a certain period of time, for a month, the first place, second place, and third place winners will be featured. The winning entry will be featured, and that has a direct link to their profile page.
It's very well organized. It's one of the things I like about this website, Art Scene Today.
One of the points that I want to promote is the fact that its founder, Michelle Aragon, is Latin, and she's worked professionally in the advertising industry. And the reason that matters to me is because when I grew up in New York City, I used to remember trying to enter this competition or join that choir or do this effort or that effort. And sometimes when I got there, all the seats were taken by someone's nephew, someone's niece, someone's neighbor's kid. No, this is the reality. And I used to wonder, when will it be our turn? So I love the fact that the person that introduced Michelle Aragon's business, this art website, and myself is also a person who does bilingual voiceovers.
I'm loving the plug. Thank you.
That this is a marketing site, and I explain to people. That's why I even ask them, tell me what points you want to talk about, because that's what we're going to talk about. At syndicatednews.net, we're not here to rip anybody up or make comparisons. And, you know, we're known quietly on the internet as the polite internet radio. Isn't that cute? I love that.
Great.
I love that. And I try to promote Latin businesses.
In that vein, then, I will say we do take advertising on the site for people who want to promote their products or services or their art shows or art classes. Certain things we will list for free. If it's a free exhibition, we will list that for free. If it's a paid event, then we do take advertising. And the other thing that I do, and this is not something that people submit to, but things that we find of interest, on the home page, we will list shows and exhibitions and events that pertain to the particular theme that's going
on.
On
the front page now, where would you put
so
them?
Right now, if you scroll down below the slideshow, which shows the current entries, there's a listing of art shows and exhibitions.
Yes.
And so what we do is find things that pertain to the particular theme. So this theme is the evolution of revolution. So it's things that have to do with you know, sociological things, war, humanity, injustice, things like that. So, for example, we have something going on at the Santa Barbara Art Museum that we've listed there. It's a solo exhibition of Ori Gerst, and he does unsettling and pieces that have to do with obliteration of things in the world. Hmm. We have something going on in East Harlem that has to do with the Fruits of Our Labor art event, and it's an outdoor exhibit, and it's a sociological exchange of ideas within the community.
Mm-hmm.
Have something going on in Venice, Italy, the graffiti and outsider art at Venice Biennale. And so that will feature artwork that fits within. There's also a section called Red Hot News. And that may be an event that's just a one-day thing or other things that are going on in the art world. Like, for example, we have a page on Ai Weiwei, the artist who was imprisoned. He actually got out now.
I know who he is. Where is the page? I'd love to see that page.
Right at the bottom of Venice.
If you keep going down after the art shows and exhibitions, there's a section called Red Hot News, and he's the first one. If you click on the image or click here, it'll take you to the page that features articles that have been written about him, so you have an understanding of who he is and why he was in prison and what his current status is now. So he's a dissident, and so his work is very much about evolution of revolution. There's also a little clip on the art of graffiti. There's a documentary called Infamy, and it explains and shows how graffiti got started and why it's an important art form in the art world today. So these are things that are kind of things that I just want to call people's attention to.
There is a beautiful article here about Ai Weiwei, and I'm very familiar with this artist. There is a wealth of information in this website. I highly recommend it. Again, it's at artscenetoday.com. And I'm going to spell it out. A-R-T, S as in Sally, C-E-N-E-T-O-D-A-Y. It's three words together. Artscenetoday.com.
Well, this is wonderful, Ruthie. This has been a really wonderful hour that we've been with Michelle Aragon, the founder and director of Art Scene Today. We've been looking at her website, all the artists, the incredible information for artists and buyers and people who just love art. And that's what this is all about, loving art and buying art.
They can also buy Art Scene Today products, T-shirts and mugs, and with our logo, very fun to be part of the art scene.
Thank you so much for visiting with us, and we always think it's going to take 10 or 15 minutes and we'll be fine. But as you explore the website and you see how rich it is, you can't give a website's explanation with all this work on it in 10 or 15 minutes. It's impossible. We didn't even touch the surface. We would need about, this is like a museum.
Exactly.
Well, I can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much, Ruthie, for having me. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I love the reaction. I am so happy when I see people get excited about artwork and how accessible it is to everyone. So I truly appreciate you inviting me here today, and I'd love to come back at any time to speak more about what's going on and what our competitions are about.
The next time you have a competition, maybe you want to bring the winner.
That would be fabulous.
And then we'll do 15 minutes so that it doesn't go into an hour. And I want to thank Jorge Pupo.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And now you guys are in touch, so you can communicate on your own as well.
That's a wrap.
Yay.
Bravo. We did it. Thank you.